Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Foitak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrion moves to third. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisher strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field. Bruton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bruton. Aparicio scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Klein now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Klein. Maxwell moves to third. Smith moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Kline covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Colavito picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Colavito. Cunningham goes all the way around to score. Maxwell moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Ron Kline. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Sam Jones. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. Carrion moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisher bunts between the mound and first base. Koplitz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisher for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. One out. It's 10-4, White Sox. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito juggles the ball. That's an error on Esposito. Fernandez moves to second. Bob Farley pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Jake Wood. Domzani now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Farley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, White Sox. Frank Larry pinch runs for Dick McAuliffe. Dean Stone now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farley scores. Larry scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-8, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito juggles the ball. That's an error on Esposito. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.